This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 19th. Okay, folks, we have a bit of a market rotation underway. You might notice that the Dow's firm, thanks to Home Depot, giving somewhat good guidance. And then NVIDIA's under siege with some profit-taking. Don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with NVIDIA. If you want to buy more, now's a good day to do it. The main thing I want you to know is this rotation out of the leaders into new stocks that were lagging, perfectly normal. So that's a good sign that money is just being reshuffled in the market, and that's fine. Treasury yields are meandering lower. That's another good sign. Now, we had a new housing starts come out. They were up on well over 5% from July to June, and they're up 12.9% trailing 12 months. So it looks like the housing sector is finally trying to get its mojo back. I know they're still discounting homes to sell, but you know, if rates come down, it's really going to help the housing market. And that's the last part of the economy we have to fix. So hopefully that will be forthcoming. And of course, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talks on Friday, the 22nd. We'll see what he says, but there's a growing minority on the Fed that wants to cut rates. And it's not so much due to inflation. It's due to the labor market. There's a lot of signs of stress in the labor market right now. So that's important. And there are some high-profile layoffs. And some of them are coming from, you know, the education institutions, universities and things like that, that are suffering from lack of aid, from fewer international students, all kinds of factors converging to cause those layoffs. And obviously, you know, the tech industry has been very busy laying people off. Whether they're being replaced by AI or not is another matter. So that'll be interesting. Okay, what else is going on? Obviously, President Trump met with Vladimir Putin. Then yesterday, he met with all the big European leaders, the head of NATO, the head of the EU, and Ukrainian President Zelensky. And they provided Ukraine with security guarantees, and now the next step is for Zelensky and Putin to get together and end the war, okay? And the speed at which this is happening is almost too good. I read a lot of the media that's very critical of President Trump, especially the European media or even the New York Times, and everybody's kind of in shock at how fast this is unfolding, okay? And how eager everybody is to get a deal done. And obviously President Trump wants it to have a deal done. So that's where we are. We might get a peace dividend, and that would be a big, big deal, okay? The other thing that's interesting is when we send aid to Ukraine, we send it to NATO first and then to Ukraine. So this is a totally different system than we had under the Biden administration where the aid was sent directly to Ukraine. So NATO has a vested interest to wind this down and provide security. Obviously, although Ukraine's not going to become part of NATO, that's a deal breaker for Putin. So fascinating times we're in. So otherwise, it's just the dog days of summer. Markets are oscillating. They're rotating. Treasury yields are meandering lower. The rest of the world is sputtering. But the U.S. is the strongest growth in the world, and we're the oasis, and that will probably become increasingly evident. And let's just hope the Jacksonville Conference, there's no big surprises, and if there are surprises, they're pleasant surprises. I would not be surprised if other central bankers hinted at more rate cuts to come. So that's it. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. But take care, everybody. Hang on. It's just the summertime, and we've got some bumps.